You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Hour number three of Mino and the Mayor here at 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3 and 96.5 WISS, and of course the Civic Media app, along with 1590 AM and 1100 AM, which is technically worldwide. Todd, we haven't heard from our people in Finland lately.
No, nothing from overseas.
What's going on with that?
Might be the atmosphere. There's certain times of the year that stuff travels faster and
sun
better.
Sun gets tilted, and that throws everything off.
Sun doesn't tilt, John. We talked about that yesterday.
Yeah, that used to be a big deal. No, let me just say this. That used to actually be a big factor in radio.
Oh, sure, the sun. Absolutely. Yes. There's certain times of the year.
Sunspots.
Sunspots, correct.
And it would throw off this signal. No, in radio. It would throw off this radio signals because it's when, okay, the earth tilted or sun tilted, whatever. But there was something where the sunspots would come into our atmosphere and it'd screw up radio signals. Isn't that the truth, Todd?
Yeah, it is.
When I started in cellular back in 89, 90, the signal, people would complain, you know, signal was the big thing, but so much better in the winter because there weren't any leaves on the trees.
Whereas, oh, really?
Yeah. Totally. Kind of like your, you know. No, I'm serious.
No, I know. I believe it because I'm thinking about a radio story okay. with leaves on the trees and birds.
Do I know this one?
No, I don't think so.
No, I'm trying to relate to your sun story.
Okay, yeah, but
mine's a little bit more believable. But it's
No,
it really does.
Radio engineers, talk to radio engineers,
especially with satellite is where they're the big. My situation was we had a tower, okay, because you have to get the signal from the studio to where the tower is. So you have to have a tower or something like that to broadcast the signal from where you are to the actual tower, okay? I was doing the morning show, and every day about 8:20, the signal would go out. It would start getting scratchy, and then it would just go. And they couldn't figure out what it was. Well, one morning, I went out just to see if I could. There were birds sitting on the dish.
Really?
So if I pounded on the pole, they would scatter, and then we'd go back on the
air. Wow. Yeah. I mean, those are the kind of things that would throw off radio. I remember one time, my first live shot I ever had to do with 101, and it was at Fox City Stadium. And I never set it up, and it was an archaic. We had a lot of money over there, but they kept equipment till it was just.
And actually hand-built stuff they could have purchased.
We had the greatest engineer in the world. Our buddy Timmy Lays was just incredible. Patched things together like you can't believe. So the live setup was this piece of plywood that was all falling apart and was just rotted. And you'd have to put that down, and then you'd have to back the van, the rear tires on it, to hold it in place. You'd have to back up, hold it in place. Then you'd have to put up this big antenna that each part was separate. Have to use these big cotter pins to try to make it work, put it together.
Yeah.
It was miserable work.
You had to lift that up, and once you had that pinned in place, if it was windy out, that thing would just sway
like
back
you can't
and forth.
Believe.
It was like you were on a ship.
So signals all over the place. Yeah. It was terrible. But anyway, so I'm there doing my first thing, and the guy calls me. He goes, "You ready, John?" Go, yep. And he goes, "And no." And John went, "Hey, we're down here at Fox City Stadium. We got to get." Then all of a sudden, I hear music playing again. So he calls me and says, "What went wrong?" I go, "I don't know. I got everything hooked up." He goes, "We don't see your signal." He said, so he said, "We're going to send." So I think it was Dan Stone, Dan the Man.
Sure.
They had to send him down all the way to Appleton to see what was wrong. Well, okay. So the technical aspect is your antenna is supposed to be aimed up on Scrays Hill to hit your huge antenna. It's up there 8,000 feet or whatever. You know, it's great. Can't miss it. Except for the fact I was thinking we were going off a satellite. So I had the antenna pointed straight up at the sky.
Oh, Lord.
Thinking I was hitting a satellite.
He's come a long way, John.
Has he, though?
I'm trying to be nice.
I'm pretty sure if he were in the same situation today.
Satellite. Yeah.
I thought I was hitting a satellite. I didn't know the technical part of radio yet.
I told you, though, how radio, the behind the scenes. I think people think you're in this really nice office, this really nice, and some of the production for radio and TV too, I want to say.
Oh, when they pull back the curtain?
Right.
Yeah.
It's like, I told you when I was living out west and just these game shows, Johnny Carson, all that. It's like, this is pretty budget. And you think, you see it on TV, you think, oh, these guys are making.
Well, but that's why even the guys we had in here yesterday from the, our brothers.
Yep. Brothers Helping Brothers.
Brothers Helping Brothers. Yep. They're like, man, is this place fantastic?
Yeah.
What a beautiful office. What a beautiful studio. What a beautiful facility.
Yeah. Yeah, this is. But I'm just saying that some of them weren't or aren't.
No, but it's the thing is, though, too, I will say this. You'd be surprised. Like I was talking, our old engineer, Timmy Lays, if you've got that one guy or woman, whoever you need, who really can just duct tape it, do whatever, they can make what looks from, you know, when you walk it, they can make that sound so good. It's incredible.
Right. Yeah.
Those people have serious talent.
Yeah. When they're when they don't show up, it's like they go, look out.
No, but it's radio has come so far over the years. Like we've talked about this, and not to get into the history of radio or anything, but I would love to go back, 50 years even. I love pictures of the old radio stations. That was right. Like a prestigious job.
The mics look cool. Everything about it looked cool. Yeah, that's true. That black and white.
Even in the movie I saw the other night, you know, the Green and Gold movie.
Yeah.
And Charlie Behrens plays the part of a DJ at WDOR from, you know, Door County.
Yeah.
And they got the old-fashioned mic and the old signs that would say on air and all the...
Right.
There was something... For lack of a better, romantic about radio in those days.
And back then, they would wear suits,
yes,
right? But they'd all be smoking cigarettes while they're queuing up their records.
Absolutely.
You know?
100%. And, you know, I'd still like to find, because when I was in high school, I went to a radio class hosted by a guy that owned a radio station up there in Ishpeming. And I remember he gave a big list. If you're getting into radio, here's the do and don'ts. And one of the things was always a white shirt to work and a dark tie.
On
and
radio?
It was like, don't be flamboyant, blah, blah, blah. And another thing was, you had to sign a paper, okay? In order to take that class, you had to sign off that you would never use profanity again while you were in the radio.
Wow. Nothing wrong with that, but wow.
It was because it's like, because if you're using regular life, that could slip. And that could cost me my station. And when you think about that,
because
the FCC used to be really, really tough, and that could literally almost happen. They could get come down on really hard.
And that guy was making a good point, because when you get under a little bit of pressure, you go back to your natural instincts. And if you're a sailor swear and are not, actually, that's pretty interesting to say, look, from now on, you don't use that language when you're out of the studio, because then there's a really good chance you're not going to use it.
We had a form. I think basically saying then if we did, that he would have something legally to show that, well, we warned him, he vowed he wouldn't, we have this on paper.
Send him the bill.
To use that for the FCC.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it was a really strict thing to get into radio back in those days.
We got to ask, so this weekend, Chris, you and I were busy with the dog show and the Wheel of
Price
Fortune.
Price is Right.
Price is Right. Todd went to that convention.
You keep thinking about the big wheel we use for
I
that.
Do. No. Todd went to the convention at Lambeau.
By the way, let me just say one thing. We haven't talked about that too much. Talked about the dog show a bunch, or the rescue. We haven't talked about the Price is Right too much, about the guys in Two Rivers.
Oh, that was
guys,
great.
The work they put into thing is incredible, isn't it?
It is, and it is, I don't want to say it's Two Rivers, but it's Two Rivers. It's just roll up your sleeves. Even the items that he had out there, you know, a box of raisins. And
did I leave that?
He said,
thanks, Todd.
He said, well, I just brought it from home.
I know. They made all the stuff.
They made everything.
I go, what company makes this stuff? Yeah. And they're like, what? I said, well, the big wheel and the thing. Well, we did. I said, what about the plinko? Yeah, we did.
We did make that.
And it's like, who did? Well, we did it in our garages. It's like,
Everything about it was just, you could just tell that.
Very organic.
Nobody was making any money except the foundation for athletes.
Yep.
Which
is awesome.
And is the other thing I like about Two Rivers is that, you know, his brother, and then
absolutely.
So-and-so's wife is
and
work, she's working
next to somebody. Exactly. That's what I mean.
Yeah.
But it was a really fun game, and we hope to do it here for the shelter.
And I think we will. I went with a couple of people from the shelter, Terry Ruffsgaard and Chris Olson, who work there and actually run the place.
I thought you ran the place.
Well, no.
Wow.
Not at all. Mm. But when you do fundraisers, it's nice when they're fun. You know, everybody does the baskets in the auction. Yep. You've done a million of those things.
You billion.
Know, meat raffles are fun. But to get
Well, you know what's cool about meat raffles? They move fast.
Yeah, that's true.
They
no,
move
that is
really
true.
Fast.
Yeah. Well, this Price is Right.
Pick up your pork chops. Okay, here's our next one. People are still at the paddles. Get them. Any left? Okay, let's spin.
But I will say that the Price is Right moved along. It wasn't, some of those things can get a little bit, you know, it's like, okay, come on.
Well, you know what I hate? I've been at so many events where, okay, it's moving good. And they're like, boy, we really have to slow this down. And it's like, why? And it'd be like, because of concessions. We're not selling enough. Yeah. Whatever. And that's the part I don't like in doing events where they literally tell you, slow it down. Mm.
We kept, you know, and I want to talk about the Price is Right, but we kept that dog thing moving.
Oh. did we ever? It's like, did we do something wrong?
Because all of a sudden it's like we're looking at our watch second. This is supposed to last another hour. We're like, no, it's over.
I know.
And I think people enjoyed it. We got some great comments on that. But that... the price
you know, somebody asked me, they said, Mino, did you make up that story about the dog treat?
I did not. No, I told it in my class last night.
Yeah.
They were laughing. And I will say the only word I'm looking for, political cover I could give you on that is they weren't little cookies. They were large. They looked like
regular
they did.
Cookies.
They did. And usually dog biscuits are a little bit smaller.
It was the shape of a bone. It looked like.
What did it taste like?
It tasted like a cookie that had no sugar and I don't know what else, but just as bland as possible. But it looked exactly like and you know what?
Again, it did.
I've done 8 million events, right?
Yeah.
This isn't the first one where some lady that was involved said, I'll make something for Johnny and the people working, and they bring you things at times, okay? That's happened a million times. Hey, by the way, for you guys doing this, here's some treats we got for you guys.
Maybe
happens all the
bring
time.
Bring it like on a plate with a
Okay, yeah. But maybe on a plate covered in plastic,
cellophane.
In cellophane. I don't know about you, Jim. I've had that dozens of times. So I assumed one of the people, I'm going to make that. We got homemade cookies for the people working here. I'm going to get it because it's right in front of me. It was like sitting.
As
right
a
here.
Dog show, John. And
right here.
Right on the table next to the leashes. I don't. Okay.
Next the other to thing, the cinnamon buns and the vodka.
They were not different. Today? No, those are. Well, there was vodka.
By the way, that's the breakfast of champions right there.
Cinnamon buns and vodka.
Actually, that was the good part. But
that's what I had for breakfast.
But why would you
vodka,
eat?
Cinnamon bun,
and a dog
and a dog biscuit.
If I bit into something that had no taste.
I didn't want to change it because I thought
you were on your second one when I went there.
I thought it was some lady there who was a terrible baker. That's what I thought. Okay. I swear to God. And I didn't want to say anything. Didn't I say it to you quietly?
You did. You whispered here. But you have these cookies?
These
I'm
cookies
like, no, John.
Suck.
Milton had
Oh, my
one.
God. I think they got no gluten right. or something. I don't even know what gluten tastes like.
You
I'll
did
be
say
honest.
That.
I don't even know what it tastes like.
Whatever.
But I just assumed that's what was missing.
All right.
Back after this. Bye.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
All right, hey, let's talk about a great... Okay, so Jim, what does Jim mean? Johnny's coat looks amazing today.
Well, because you had that dog treat, so your coat is nice.
Okay. Got a nice sheen?
Nice sheen to it.
That's funny, Jim.
Actually, my people on Facebook were pretty pretty funny. Who's a good boy? Johnny's a good boy.
that was funny.
Yeah. And I'm not trying to like, oh, look at, I'm goofy guy. That was like an actual legit thing.
Well, no.
And
yeah.
I didn't want to say anything because I felt bad for some lady who's a terrible cook.
Yeah, I don't know if it was that. In your defense, we hadn't eaten all day and it was 12:15, 12:30.
Yep.
I can see why you're a little bit hungry because she said you want to have lunch at Poke the Bear before. And we're like, we don't really have time and you want to have lunch after. It's like, nope, we'll get going. So anyway, that you were hungry. You think you would have stopped after one bite? Like you must have really been hungry.
No, but you think you get like a bad one. That was just one bad in the batch. Mm. Then I got halfway through that second one. That's when I realized, oh, this lady cannot cook.
You would have eaten it if I went to sat down. Because you said, did you have
some of
these?
Yeah, I would
have
finished it. Well, you hate to waste some. Yeah,
true.
I didn't want
to waste.
Insult somebody by having half-eaten cookies.
She could have been watching
I could just see
you.
Some 82. Johnny, did you get, I made those cookies for you. Did you, oh, Martha, those are delicious.
That's
I'm going to take them home with me, though. Okay, Marshall?
The same lady that took my...
Your dog dish.
Your dog dish.
I still can't believe
she
that.
She did.
He had his dog dish stolen.
I did.
Do you think somebody actually took it on purpose, or they just didn't know that you were saving it?
It was right next to him.
It was right next to me.
And
I
turned
away. I turned away putting the leash on Milton, because I took his leash off and I put on the Tito's leash because they were the sponsor of the event. And it was, the whole thing was, I don't know, how long did it take? 30 seconds maybe? It was less than a minute. And I put it on and she just came and grabbed the bowl.
Because I encouraged you to get one.
Yeah, I did.
Because you were saying, boy, those are beautiful. I said,
those are
get
cool
one.
Bowls.
And the lady said, Jim, we've got one for you. Come on over here. There's one left. We got it for you. Here
it
is.
Exactly what she said. She says, come over to the table. We have one for you. There's one left. I'm like, that's cool. So then she handed it to me. And I'm like, oh, thank you. I had Milton with me. And the leash, I thought, I'll put the leash on right now. Set it down. And like,
just guessing that lady did not vote for you.
No, she said she did, but right? She was from De Pere.
That's right. That's right. Right, one of those.
All right, let's talk about our top craft pick, Todd.
Let's do it. It's going on right now. And you have not voted for one of the 10 in Northeast Wisconsin, you got to do it. Mino and the Mayor's top craft pick going on right now. We will announce the winner the week of the NFL draft here in Wisconsin. But these are all people making ciders, making brews, making wines. And all you need to do is go online right now to WGBW.FM or WISS.FM. Click on the top craft pick. And you'll see all 10 participating sponsors, Old Bavarian Brewing Company in Appleton, Fifth Ward Brewing Company in Oshkosh, Timekeeper Distillery, Stillmank in Green Bay, New Denmark Distillery in Duck Creek Winery, Sturgeon Spirits in Oshkosh, Ledge Rock Distillery. Yesterday, we had the Kerrigan Brothers Winery folks on, Old Station 31 Spirits in Dale, and Captain's Walk Winery in Green Bay. Old Station 31 Spirits in Dale, I got to tell you this. So we have posters and some artwork that we're handing out to each of the sponsors, right? This place is actually in an old fire department, and they have such great...
Where is this, Todd?
In Dale?
Where's Dale?
So it's west of Appleton.
Okay.
Okay. About, I would say, maybe 10, 15 minutes west of Appleton.
Okay. Okay.
Great location. Not only do you see where they're making their stuff, right, but they've got, like, really old fire equipment and stuff
kidding.
So it's almost like seeing a little museum on top of it.
Oh, I'd love to visit this
Got
place.
To drop, oh, yeah. It's awesome. So those are the 10. You go online right now to vote. If you're in one of those locations, you can actually scan the QR code and vote right there.
And the reason we're calling it, what is the top craft pick, not draft pick, because it's the wine. And yesterday, that was good wine. This guy came in from the Kerrigan Brothers.
Yeah.
And I brought...
I'm gonna grab that bottle real quick. I want to read the label of this one.
Well, and I had a teach last night. We were talking about marketing, and I was just telling these students that, I mean, there's so many things this guy should be marketing. One is it's his recipes, and he's got like 41 different wines or something that he makes, and they private label. And
you guys.
What's that?
He's talking to our other guests.
Oh, all right, okay. Yeah.
I think they want.
I think our next guests think I'm going to tap this during the show.
I don't think we can do that.
I just want to talk about this from yesterday. I just think this is their artwork. You know, I'll be honest with you. I'm not a wine connoisseur. Yeah. I buy my wine for $4 lots of times.
Yeah.
But sometimes when I try to be a little hoity-toity, I buy it based on the label. Oh, yeah. I'm going to be honest with you. And their artwork at Kerrigan's Winery is so cool in Freedom. But this is cherry wine with brandy spirits. So it's basically, it's called a muddled old-fashioned wine. And I can't wait to try this. And that's what's so cool about these local breweries. They all have their own spin.
I was just saying that. It's his own recipe. And this tastes just like an old-fashioned. And you can add, you know, 7-Up or sweet or sour to it. But
yeah,
I bet it's good.
Everything else is right there.
Yeah. Anyway,
they do the muddling for you.
And March 15th, he's out in Freedom, and they've got like this Irish fest going on out there too, which is cool.
That's right.
And you know, Parallel 44, they're not part of our deal, but I know those people. And it's nice when you go out there and they have more than just, I mean, it's great to have the homemade beer, the homemade wine, but you know, when they can have an event as well, and that's just, and that's entrepreneurial. There's so many good things about that. So this is going to be fun. I'm looking forward to the Fifth Ward. I haven't been to that place. We should probably go to Oshkosh.
Todd's been there a million times.
Yeah, I know.
I think.
Oh, my gosh. I kind of have my
up
own. I have my own bar stool. Kind
I bet
of.
You right. do. Yeah.
There you go.
But this is fun. I want to get to. I'm gonna make a vow before the NFL draft.
23rd.
We're gonna be at every. We're gonna visit every one of these places.
We can do that.
We're gonna stop in, say hello. Right. Maybe sample a little something. I know you don't do that, but I will sample a little something for you.
I'll drive. The because the week before, let's get it done the week before so we can kind of promote it that last week.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? So let's get, let's go to all 10 of these craft places before April, before tax day.
When's that?
15th of April, right? Okay. That sounds good because the 18th is where it's cut off. And here's the thing. When you vote online through our website, you go into a drawing to win $250 worth of gift cards from all of these. So $25.
Awesome.
So if you've
that's
never
a
been.
Great
yeah,
price.
Absolutely. It is. This is going to be fun. Yeah, we'll definitely have it done by the 15th. We could probably do it sooner than that.
But yeah, but first of all, Kerrigan, that family, Freedom, Wisconsin, you got to step in. How many how many different types do they have?
Like we're talking 41?
41 or 43 or something like that.
And he's got. And this is, I don't know I don't know what's all in there, but that stuff that he gave me last night that I brought to class was cherry and like blueberry. And he makes his own concoctions, yeah. Which is
and
really,
it's all
really
locally
cool.
Grown.
It is. He sources all his stuff as much as he can locally.
Right.
So that supports, and he does his own labeling, which he's got his label machine in there. I was surprised when he said
okay,
that.
Okay. You know what? Okay. Okay. I would love to make grappa. Off my grandma's recipe.
Oh, we should call it. What was her name?
Nona, right?
Nona?
Oh, just, okay.
Nona's grappa.
And then have like,
What? I don't even know what Nona's real name. I'm trying to think.
Okay, well,
I can't think of my grandma's first name.
We'll have a picture in there, and then we'll have the jail bars in front of it.
Oh, my God.
That's not a bad idea, actually.
That could work. That could work. Get the billboards out there holding the bars, you know?
Let ye cast the first stone.
Ready. While the teams get ready to choose their top draft pick, you can help Mino and the Mayor choose their top craft pick.
Northeast Wisconsin is home to amazing breweries, wineries, cideries, and distilleries, and we need your help picking the best.
We've drafted 10 of our favorites, but which local craft beverage creator will go to number one? That's up to you. Mino and the Mayor's top craft pick, drafting Northeast Wisconsin's finest one sip at a time. Now, back to Mino and the Mayor. Here's John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
It's $10,000 fine.
Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here, 97.9 FM WGBW in Green Bay, 98.3 and 96.5 FM WISS in Appleton and Oshkosh. Of course, the Civic Media app worldwide. Got another text here. Good morning, John. Could you give me some advice? What kind of wine would you pair it with dog biscuits? Asking for a friend. Do you know what they're talking
that
about?
That is
hard. About that?
No clue.
We hosted MC'd a dog show.
Dog rescue thing.
It's for a rescue, the adoption. And they had it at the Northland Hotel, which is
Saturday.
Unbelievable that they had that upstairs there. You know, the nicest hotel north of Milwaukee. And Johnny and I had to judge that. And so a couple dogs came out and we took a little bit of a break. And during the break, John walked around. I walked around, and I came back, and he said, "Did you eat these cookies? Do you aren't they a little bland?" I'm like, "John, those are dog biscuits," and they were. And he was on a second one, which like is a little weird.
It looked like a real cookie. Like a homemade cookie.
It did.
Exactly.
They were larger. They weren't like little biscuits. They were larger. They did. I will say that, but they were also next to the dog leashes and between the dog bowls
and the vodka. And,
It was sponsored by Tito's, so there was vodka there.
Did you think it was chocolate chips?
I thought it was chocolate chips. It did look like that.
But wouldn't you have taken a bite and said, ugh? But he ate one, and he was on a second one when I sat down. I'm like, what are you doing, man? Because these are terrible. I'm like, that's because they're dog biscuits. So I gave it to Milton. Anyway, that's what we did.
He didn't like it either.
He did, too. We enjoy promoting things in our listing area. So we've done stuff in Oshkosh, live EA. Of course, Appleton's got it going on all the time. And we've been down there for some events. And
we're so impressed with everything.
We are.
The way that community comes together in Appleton.
You have a big event coming up. I want to talk about this. We have
some time, but
it's going to go quick.
Harriet Redman, Fox City's Kids Expo, Lacey Callup, North Shore Bank, the presenting sponsor.
So this expo for kids is more than just an expo, face painting and games. It's actually a resource that people can learn more about all the things that are offered. And I just want to thank the bank because you can't do this stuff without money and without a sponsor. And well, I want to get to you and why you chose this. But first, tell us a little bit more about the event.
When he says you, he means you, Lacey.
Yeah, okay, fine. I'll just sit
That's
there.
Not a great way to be like, we'll get to you. We'll just sit there.
I think it's great. And you get asked.
You damn bankers. No. You always want to own the room.
Bankers get asked to sponsor everything every day. And I'd like to know, and I want to thank you, but why you chose this. But can we first...
But what is it?
Yep.
Yeah. So it's the 7th annual Kids Expo, downtown Appleton, this
Saturday.
It's a great
event.
You bet. And it is adventure. It's education. And it is fun. So we have over 67 exhibitors who are ready to engage the kids in all kinds of fun activities.
Jim said you had that memorized. Is that true? On that list you
she gave
me
the list of 67. She goes, I said, do you want this list to reference?
No, I know them all. Yeah.
I know. So I
said,
you're
in a quiz.
Who's number 43?
Who's in booth 52? Well, I'll tell you who's in there. The Outagamie County Health and Human Services is in booth 52.
Yeah, that's a good example. Who's in one in nine?
You think you'd have this in numerical order.
It's North Shore Bank.
Huh? Oh,
it's North Shore Bank. So it's it was a trick question.
Okay.
But as soon as you hit the exhibit hall, you're going to see Lacey and North Shore Bank. But you're going to see a whole lot more, including a live stage with Randy Peterson.
Oh, he's great.
Love him.
A huge favorite with the kids.
Oh, yeah.
And a new guy this year is Mr. Pickles.
I don't know him.
You don't know Mr. Pickles. Well, come to the expo and you will be entertained by
it'd be
Mr.
like who's
Pickles.
That creepy old guy walking around the expo by himself.
That's Mr. Pickles.
And then we got
kind of following
around. Looking for Mr. Pickles.
yeah, you are.
Hey, kid, you know where Mr. Pickles is?
Kids,
well, then if you don't find Mr. Pickles, you'll run into Magical Rondini.
Oh,
and he has his bombastic bubble show. So
oh, you guys got it going on.
We
down
have
here.
It going on. There's
fun
a lot
the entire
of fun
family.
Things. Yeah. And we got some new stuff too. So like Fox World Travel, they're coming. And we're excited about them because it's fun for families to travel. So we want to get them in front of some kids.
Look at the stuff you have there. There's Fox Valley Safe Sleep Coalition. I mean, that's going to be interesting because kids need to sleep.
Yeah.
They need to be safe.
Yeah, so, absolutely.
Child care resource and referral. You have a lot of great things on here.
Yeah.
So tell me about the hours and who goes? Families, kids?
Yeah.
Who's there?
It's from 9 to 2 on Saturday at the Exhibition Center downtown Appleton.
This Saturday.
This
March 1st.
Saturday, yeah.
Okay.
And you want to come because it's free. Families
nice.
Don't have to pay anything. There's nobody there selling them anything except we do have some concessions run by a nonprofit. The Wisconsin Cadets will have hot dogs and hamburgers. And Culver's is another sponsor, and they are providing custard. So
nice.
There, right there is a great reason to
come. We want to get Kurt on here, Culver. Did you see just
Craig.
Recently? Craig Culver.
Craig, yep.
Craig, I'm sorry, Craig Culver. Mr. Culver to me. They did all this cheeseburger contest. Mm-hmm. Did you see that? It was like, I think it was national or something.
And, yep.
You know, they had five brothers and they had, he won. Culver's, the best cheeseburger.
Yeah, I mean,
that's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, Craig Culver.
Yeah.
Great guy, just like North Shore.
Didn't they just expand somewhere, like outside of Wisconsin?
They are outside of Wisconsin.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah.
And they've got it going on. And when you hear him, you talk to him about what's the, you know, your success. I mean, what made your company so successful? And you think, well, you know, we're buying right or we've got some processing, some operations that make us more efficient. It's like, we just treat people with a smile. You know, just very, very, like the stuff your parents told you. No magic to his business.
Didn't we have somebody in here that used to babysit for him?
Yeah.
Remember that?
I don't
we
know.
Did. No,
I don't
there
know.
Was a connection. There was
There's
an connection to Craig Culver.
I just want to read some of the booths here. These are, some of these are like, wow, they kind of catch your eye. Bikers Against Child Abuse.
Yes.
They're so cool.
Oh,
tell me about this.
Yeah, the kids love them. Lacey, go ahead.
No.
They bring their motorcycles and kids can sit on the motorcycles. Of course, parents love to take pictures. But that's a biking group, motorcycle biking, that raises money and puts it toward fighting child abuse.
That's phenomenal.
Yeah, it's great.
Another one here.
You might not think that when you see a
game.
I mean, I think that's really cool for them, too.
And they're in their leather.
Right.
You know,
that's awesome.
They're bikers.
Yeah.
Love that. One other one here. human trafficking awareness.
Yeah. So Facts World Travel is bringing that. It's also a gift from Kiwanis as a PSA to make people aware of human trafficking, especially as we're approaching the NFL draft.
Oh, absolutely. That's a big topic right now.
It is.
But, I mean, it's great that you're addressing this at the Kids Expo.
Absolutely.
I mean, that's something that needs to get out without scaring people. They should be kind of scared because it happens here.
Did you see that we're also having the Laundry Gal? This is a woman who started a business washing clothes for families. Kids are going to be involved in her booth. I think she's matching socks and throwing underwear in a basket or something.
Top of the third page here. The Laundry Gal.
Yeah, so she's new. And so we got a combination of new businesses and organizations and people that are passionate about kids and what they need as well as their families. And that's why Kiwanis is the host.
Okay, I'm going to circle one just to see if there is a misprint or if not.
Okay.
Go ahead and explain this.
Go for it.
The one that's circled.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Life Centers of Wisconsin.
What is it? Nice.
Yeah.
You know,
what is the Lice Centers of Wisconsin?
Well, they will be helping us understand some of the myths about lice and how to take care of it, how to prevent it. I'm not sure what kind of game they're bringing.
Okay.
But as I've said, if they hand you a hat, don't take it.
I got one more here, and I'll let you go with the whole thing. J&R Aquatic. Yes. Animal rescue. There's a lot of animal rescues like we dealt with Saturday, but aquatic.
Yeah. So they bring snakes and lizards and things like that.
Nope.
That is rescued. Your girlfriend Lisa Hale going
to
be there?
I will talk to Lisa Hale. She'll probably
Lisa's
want to come
our news director. Okay.
Oh.
She has two pet snakes and a pet tarantula.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm. Wow. You know what? I when you read through that, and it's kind of sad, some of the stuff, right? The whole sex abuse, trafficking, you know, it's like when we were there, it was always, you know, stop, drop, and roll. You know, it was, and it, but just keeping up with the times. I'll give you a lot of credit for your organization. And
that's a great point.
It is. Things have changed. I don't know if they've changed or become more aware. You know, I always wonder if was that going on when we were kids, but we just didn't talk about it. But this is great for an awareness for parents and for kids, right? Plus, they have some fun with this thing. I want to talk about the bank.
Can I throw out one more? Okay. Just one more. Last one, I promise. Fork Farms.
Oh, yes. We are so excited. Our theme this year is growing together.
Okay.
So we reached out to Fork Farms to bring their farms. Now,
what is it?
It's a hydroponic farming system that they put into schools and all kinds of places where, with water and light, they grow vegetables in their farms.
Isn't
awesome.
That great how community farms have become such a thing? We got a great friend runs a vet farm up in Door County, DC Farm for Vets. Same type of thing. And teaching a lot of these people where they're actually putting together gardens for more, you know, gardening and growing has become such a big thing.
Yeah, but she's talking about this hydroponics is really cool.
I don't know what that means.
I know.
I didn't know? You had no idea whether or not I knew that.
Kind of looking at
I might have done a science project on that.
Okay, John.
Water.
Yeah, okay, so it's water. And the fish are swimming in the water.
Oh, God.
And
then, this isn't that thing with those guppies with your feet, is it?
No. That was those.
Did you ever hear about that?
That is great. I did that. Yeah, I did that in Vegas.
That would drive me insane.
All right.
If you want to torture me, do that to me.
It is amazing.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Have you ever done that?
I have not done that.
You know what they're talking about,
though, right? Yeah, I do. It would tickle.
Very cool. But then the fish, they go to the bathroom, and then that water goes up and circles through. No, that's the nutrition. Fertilizer goes back up, and the plants are up there. So it's just this hydroponics. It's just
I've
a cycle.
I've never heard of this before in my life.
You got to come and see it.
I think they have home kits for that now. I mean, there's people who raise.
You can buy these farms. Yeah.
There's companies that raise that for restaurants, and they're the great fish, and it's hydroponics, so it's the
and
circle.
And schools use it for food in their cafeteria.
Did not know this.
Yeah.
Harriet Redman, Fox City's Kids Expo, Lacey Calup, North Shore Bank, the presenting sponsor. Why'd you get involved with this, Lacey?
Well, we got involved, really, because, I mean, we've been around over 100 years, and it just makes sense. We're a community bank, so why not get involved with Fox City's Kiwanis?
Were you, like, one of the first, over 100 years?
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
Wow.
She doesn't look it, does she?
No, she doesn't. Wow. That's cool.
I know that.
Do you guys have any of the original banks still standing, do you know?
Oh, that's a good question.
I love old buildings. Like, sure, we go to the Heights down here, Heights Pub and Parlor, and it used to be a jewelry store. So, like, the vault is like one of their liquor things. And I love when they restore these kind of places.
Cool City Brewery in Two Rivers, we were there to do the Price is Right game show Saturday night. And Cool City Brewery bought a bank, and one of the places where you can have private parties is the vault.
Yeah.
And the door is there, and that door's got to be, what, 18 inches well, or 16 inches maybe?
Fox Valley Veterans Association.
They had a party down there.
Yep.
They had a party in Oshkosh. Same thing, former bank. Yeah. Maybe it was the North Shore Bank. It was over 100 years old.
Yeah, yeah. So it was cool. In Shorewood by some teachers is where it really started. Wow. So,
oh,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah, it was really kind of cool.
And have you, 7 years, where have you been a presenting sponsor? Because presenting sponsor means you write out the biggest check. Thank you for that.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yep.
And I think that's great that you're doing this.
And how'd you pick this one?
Right, because you get asked to do stuff
you get
every day.
How many days?
Yeah, yeah, right.
Dozens, yeah.
I think this is the one, Kiwanis is obviously just a really good group to work with. Oh, there's, Harriet's been amazing to work with. But I don't know how many years we've been doing this.
Well, you started as a stage sponsor.
Yes.
And then graduated up to presenting sponsors. Yeah, so just, at least 4 years, but I'm guessing maybe six.
That's yeah. great.
You're yeah, that. We just kind of saw how it was going and building and growing. And,
well, I mean, with all these other sponsors or other people taking part, what great, just advertising, if nothing else, getting out there and showing what a part of the community you are.
And there may be some people attending that maybe don't have a lot of resources, and your sponsorship lets it to be free. And
yes. That's the idea. And every year the theme changes. So this year with Growing Together, we are able to, grow money in our booth. So every year we get to do something different.
Is this the thing with the fish again?
If you got a money tree, stick around. Yeah. We're going to go to break and we're going to find out.
Hold that thought.
Grow money.
We have to break. Got some great text here. We have real cookies for you, John, the ladies at Vintage Rose, which is a phenomenal place.
And this is a great segment, and that's by Doreen Walls. Thank you guys for being in here. Stick around. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Much. Welcome back. Like that text there. DeLorean Walls says this is a great segment. DeLorean was in here yesterday. What a great organization they've got.
Brothers Helping Brothers.
Brothers they Helping got it going Brothers. On. They yep. are awesome. Yep. Well, right now we're at Harriet Redman, Fox City's Kids Expo. And actually, Harriet, you're representing Kiwanis.
I am,
this?
Yes. I'm a member of Kiwanis along with about 55 other
great organization.
Amazing members.
Well, great organization. And Lacey Callup, North Shore Bank, the presenting sponsor. Lacey, we're talking about some of the reasons you get. I mean, again, how many places, requests you guys might get. Mm-hmm. What are some of the ways you look at vetting them or saying, okay, here's where we want to put our 100-year-old name on and be associated with? How do you make that decision sometimes?
Yeah, it's really, who are we going to make the biggest impact with? Who are we going to be able to, really make a difference? And, with being able to do this, it does keep the event free for kids.
Which is awesome.
Yeah. So I think that's
because I'm going to be honest with you on something. We won't mention any names. And we're not going to. But sometimes we'll have a thing and it's kids. And it's like, $30. And it's like, ooh. Mm-hmm. Now we've all got kids and grandkids. And it's like, huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what you offer, what I like about this event, and thank you again for sponsoring this. I know you had, 47 locations. You're a big bank, but with 47 locations, you get asked probably 47 times a week to help something or someone. And it's hard to say no, but you have to. Or you have to have like Johnny said earlier, you must have some kind of
vetting
that's got to go through, which is make the biggest, largest impact. But this event, and Harriet, I want to talk to you a little bit more about how it's not just for kids. I mean, these adults are going to learn a lot when they visit these booths.
Absolutely, yes.
So very adult themes.
Adult themes, yes. As you said, human trafficking and lots of important information about early childhood, parenting, services that are available in the community. And I think one of the things that people walk away with, especially the adults, is how proud they are of their community.
Absolutely.
Right. And pride. That's pride. Yes. Pride and comfort and security that their community has them, that there are places that they can reach out and now they know people. They've met somebody. They know these people are human and
well, they've got that connection now.
They've got a connection. Exactly.
And I think sometimes we might drive someplace, but like the Boys and Girls Club, they've got a booth there. And that is a great, great place. Now, I haven't been to the one in Appleton, but I mean, I used to work at the one in Green Bay. And I don't know what your price, but it's like $5 a year, which is not a lot of money. Yeah. And what they do with the homework, I think people just think you play basketball there, which they do. Mm-hmm. But there's so much more what they can learn there. And they have these mixing.
And they've kept up with the times.
Oh, my God. I was just going to say, they got this mixing studio where they can do like videos with music, podcasts. It's unbelievable. Yeah. Anyway, and that's cool that they're there. And you can go talk to them because it's really not going to walk into the building and say, can you
talk to receptionist, make an appointment?
Yeah, and they and Big Brothers Big Sisters, the Boys and Girls Brigade, they're there for our youth. And when adults see, wow, we've got all this, the kids are having a good time, but the parents are taking in lots of information, whether it's they get a brochure or they meet somebody or they just get the total impression that
who knows, something might really spark an interest with them in this whole list of things.
Yeah, and it's not just services, but when you go in and you see what Myron Corporation is doing, it's because you see Myron all over
the construction,
but they're there too, and that means that they also care for kids, and they're there because there's a career there. There's
huge. I think they got ahead of the game a little bit in regards to, okay, we might be foreseeing a labor shortage down the road, which is now here, and they have been proactive on getting ahead of that.
Yes.
And encouraging kids for the trades and really encouraging young women to get involved with these.
Oh, and they've got a cool, it's called a Craniac.
Yeah.
You write it or I don't know what you do with it, but it looks really cool. And I think the kids are going to know immediately what to do with that.
Absolutely.
That's the cool part of this event is the kids can do an activity and something, and then the parents can go and talk to somebody and have something they can learn. I love that part.
Lacey, I was going to ask you that. Is there any one of those things, anything in your life or family's life or anything where you say to yourself, man, I wish we had this because this is something I could have used or my kids could have used or somebody could have used of all these different entities that are a part of this? Is there anyone that really stood out for you when they came to you?
Well, I'm really glad I didn't have to go to the lice one.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
Actually, you know what the theory was? When I was a kid, you said to have to wash the kid's hair in kerosene.
Ugh.
Doesn't that sound like the worst thing in the world?
He's from Nagani.
Well, Nagani, that's what they did.
But they have the police department there, which is always cool for kids.
The police are tremendously supportive. And not only are they supportive, but Kiwanis has a program called Kiwanis and Cops and Kids. And it's a reading program where kids and police get connected at community venues. And they read books, and then they hand out the books for free.
Yeah.
Again,
beautiful.
The Kiwanis project, but it's very visible.
Something they had when we were there is the martial arts people are there.
Oh,
that's always they love them, too.
Everybody like, and you don't have to be, they can take the scrawniest kid right here and teach him how to do martial arts. That's just a great thing to get exposed to. Mm-hmm. A lot of things on there, 67 booths. You can talk to the people. The real person from that organization is there, so you can get good information and if your child wants to get aligned with something, or if you as an adult feel like you're missing something or you want to learn more about it,
Of those things, though, Jim, I think some of those things, like when my kids are little or yours, like the human trafficking and some of those things is much of an adult thing. You almost want them to know about it.
You got to talk about it.
You know?
You got to talk about it. Sad, but you just...
Who, what, when, and where? One more time, please.
Saturday, March 1st. That's this Saturday from 9 in the morning till 2 at the Fox City's Exhibition Center, downtown Appleton.
Presented by North Shore Bank.
Outstanding.
All right, thank you both
for
what
you're
doing.
Absolutely.
Who gets to drive that cool little bug?
Oh, that's me.
All
right, that's an awesome car.
Yeah, thanks.
Sisters and Brothers of People with Disabilities.
Yeah, that's an organization I started about 25 years ago for kids and adults who have brothers and sisters with disabilities. It's called WisconSibs, and that's my bug.
We got to get around to talking about
that. Yeah, we'll get you back.
Harriet, no disrespect, but would you go off your butt and do something for the community?
Yeah, okay.
Come on. You guys are awesome.
Thank you for coming in.
We'll talk more about this week, okay? Get everybody out there on Saturday.
Thank you. Yeah.
Thank you, everybody, for being here. It's been a fun day. We'll be back again tomorrow morning. My name is the Mayor. See ya.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community.
Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.